From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brand in California.
I'm Melissa Block in Washington, and we begin this hour with a voice from inside the White House on the heated issue of health care. Angry questions and jeers have become the norm at health care forums around the country this month. President Obama will be holding more of his own town hall meetings later this week, but so far he hasn't faced the angry questioning that lawmakers such as Democrat Arlen Specter have confronted. It happened again today at his town hall in State College, Pennsylvania. And yesterday, Specter heard these voices in Lebanon, Pennsylvania.
You have awakened the sleeping giant. We are tired of this. This is why everybody in this room is so ticked off. I don't want this country turning into Russia, turning into a socialized country.
We cannot afford this. Period. Keep the government out of it. We're doing just fine.
To me, it is obviously written with the assumption that government has the right to control our lives from pre-birth to death. For that reason, it's not worth considering, it's not worth modifying, it's not worth amending. It needs to be dumped totally.
Those voices yesterday at a town hall meeting in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. We're going to hear now from the director of the White House Office of Health Reform, Nancy Ann DeParle, who's also counselor to the president. Welcome to the program.
Thanks. Good to be here.
And as you listen to the hostility at that town meeting that we just heard, how concerned are you that the administration's message about the need for health care overhaul is simply being drowned out?
Well, it's not the administration's message about the need for health care overhaul. It's a message that President Obama heard from the American people and that members of Congress have heard from the American people over the past several years. So what we're talking about, Melissa, is reforming the insurance market so that when people have a pre-existing condition, when they've been sick, that they're still able to find affordable choices for insurance. There are questions out there, and there's plenty of things that we can have a civil debate on, and I think the president's encouraged that people are engaging in that.
When President Obama was in New Hampshire yesterday, he was responding to some of what he called wild misrepresentations about health care. And I want to play for you one example that he brought up.
The rumor that's been circulating a lot lately is this idea that somehow the House of Representatives voted for death panels that will basically pull the plug on grandma because we've decided that it's too expensive to let her live anymore.
So pull the plug on grandma, and the president went on to explain that's not true. But there are studies that show that paradoxically, the more you repeat a myth, even if it's to debunk it, that you actually can reinforce false information in people's minds. Have you thought about that as you've thought about the message and how much you're repeating what you consider to be misrepresentation that's out there?
Well, I don't think we're repeating them that much, but that's one that really needed to be dealt with. That these kinds of misrepresentations are scaring people, and it's just wrong to do that. It's really cruel, I think, in fact, to try to suggest to people that this provision in the House bill that simply allows for Medicare to pay when a senior chooses to talk to a professional about end-of-life care and how they would like their wishes to be respected. It's totally voluntary. It's something to help families. And it's really cruel to somehow turn that into death panels. That's a part of this debate that I think goes beyond a civil discussion into something that is very different and not helpful.
With the number of bills that are emerging from Congress, and as this debate sharpens, is it time now, really, for the president to be more specific about exactly what he thinks is vital to a final bill, what he wouldn't sacrifice?
Well, I'll tell you what he wouldn't sacrifice, and he's been clear on that throughout this debate, which is he wants a bill that lowers costs and gets everyone covered, and he wants to see it done in a way that offers more choice and competition and affordable plans to Americans, and he wants to build on the existing system. So some of the things you hear at the town halls about single payer or socialism, I mean, that's obviously not something that he would support and not something that he's been discussing with the Congress, and frankly not something that's in any of the bills. But I think he's been clear about what his principles are, and now you're talking about going through line by line each of the bills. The first step that has to happen is that the three bills in the House need to be put together as one bill. And then, yes, we're going to sit down and engage with the leadership in the House about the things that we like and the things that we'd like to see done differently in their bill. But I would say 85% of these bills is very similar and all around a consensus of what needs to be done to improve health insurance. So those things we've been clear on, and now we need to keep working on the 15% that is a little bit more in disagreement.
And in that 15%, I would think, would be one really big issue, and that's, will there be a public plan, or might the president be amenable to something more like a co-op that's been discussed in the Senate? Is the president insistent that a public plan be part of this overhaul?
Well, the president has said that he thought a public plan makes a lot of sense. It was part of his campaign, in part because he views it as something that will help ensure that there's choice and competition in the insurance markets, and so there will be some affordable choices available. There are two different models out there, maybe three if you count the original House version of this. There's a co-op, which is one option for a public plan. That's a consumer-based model that would not be managed by the government. There's the plan in the House and in the HELP committee of the Senate, which would involve a public plan that would be run by the HHS secretary. So there's a couple of models out there that can achieve what the president wants, and we're still looking for the details about the co-op, but I'm hopeful when I look at that that it's also going to achieve those principles.
You're not sure yet whether the co-op idea from the Senate would be acceptable?
I'm not sure whether it would be, and I don't know whether it will meet the principles, and honestly, the Senate Finance Committee hasn't decided that yet either.
Well, Nancy Ann DePearl, thanks very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Nancy Ann DePearl is the director of the White House Office of Health Reform.